Today we're introducing a new series called Monday Mindset. It's all about those small changes that add up to big things. For these weekly conversations, we welcome Melissa Johnson. Melissa is an author and a certified speaker. She's a trainer with the John Gordon Companies and an entrepreneur. She owns Oh My Cupcakes. And she's a professional encourager. She spoke with Lori Walsh about what Monday Mindset hopes to offer.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. You know, I got to come hang out with you this summer and we did the Brown Bag Book Club and I had so much fun. It was just a great conversation. So thanks for having me back.
And we've heard so much about that conversation of people who really gave them a lot to think about and made their lives better just from that hour of sitting and talking with you. So we're happy to give listeners a little more Melissa.
Oh,
we all need a little more Melissa, especially on Monday.
Right? Absolutely.
It seems pretty fitting we're beginning this new segment about having a positive mindset on Thanksgiving week.
I know. Thanksgiving is, so it's my favorite holiday. I recognize it's not for everybody, but my favorite holiday because I love hosting. I love being in the kitchen and cooking food and hanging with my kids. And that is just my love language is hosting and feeding people.
Yeah. All right. So let's start with some basics. We hear the word mindset everywhere these days, but what exactly is it?
You know, a mindset is really simple. The dictionary definition of mindset is, it's an established set of attitudes held by someone. So it's really made up of each small thought, that originating thought that you wake up with every morning, that originating thought when you step into any new scenario or situation, all those things that go through our head each day. And, you know, those small thoughts, they're so important because, so if you follow this whole train, but our thoughts lead to our words. Our words become our actions. Our actions become our behaviors. Behaviors lead to the habits that we create each day. Our habits, of course, make up our personality. That's kind of who we become. And our personality, every single day, the way we're living is what creates our legacy.
Wow.
And so if you think all the way back to that originating thought and your mindset, it's that initial thought is really, really responsible for virtually everything in our lives.
All right, so we come into this week of Thanksgiving. How do we know if we have the right mindset?
Well, you can determine what your mindset is, simply by being a keen observer of your thoughts, the thoughts that fly through our head each and every day. And so many times thoughts pass through, but we don't really pay attention. We just let them come and go. And, then it leads to the things that come out of our mouth, right? And so paying attention, are the thoughts generally positive? Are they generally negative? Kind of what's your mindset?
Yeah, where are those little thoughts? What is that little voice saying?
Right, exactly. Right. I know sometimes it can sound really critical, right? I mean, sometimes it can sound critical. You look in the mirror in the morning and you can pick yourself apart, or you gauge your performance at work or something you're trying to do, and you can get this, they're thinking this about me. Oh, they're thinking that about me. But we sometimes get caught in ruts where we think all those critical thoughts all the time. We think the worst about every situation. Right. And
but the exciting thing is that you can change it.
You can change it. Absolutely.
Let's talk about that. How do we be sure we have the right mindset? How can we change it?
Well, it's true that what we focus on expands. I'm sure you've heard that before, right? Yeah. What you focus on expands. And it's not just some like new agey thinking. It's truth. So you think of like, what color car do you have right now?
Silver.
A silver car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so if you're looking at a silver car and you're determining, am I going to buy this car? I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure if I'm going to buy this car. Pretty soon you see silver cars everywhere, or you see the same model of the car that you're looking for. You see it everywhere. If it's a yellow car, you know, you kind of think of it as the yellow car principle, right? It's because you're focused on it. It expands. Suddenly you see it everywhere. It's not because there's more of them on the road than there were last week. It's just that you're paying attention and you're noticing. And now you're paying attention to it. Exactly. Well, the same thing happens with our thoughts. And when we focus on pessimistic or negative thinking, which is, again, our negative mindset, well, then we get more of the same.
Hmm. All right.
We get more of the same. So that's what we see everywhere we go. We see that people are out to get us, or we see that my gas tank is half empty instead of half full, right? I mean, we just start to see the negative everywhere we go. And then our mindset is creating our reality. And that's shaping our future.
I think in South Dakota, that's the weather. We always see the bad weather, don't we?
Oh, my goodness.
We always have something to say that's negative about the weather when most of the time our weather is pretty spectacular.
Absolutely. Yeah. I found myself doing it just the other day. Somebody said, is it still really cold outside? And I said, boy, it is. It's not very pleasant. And I caught myself and I said, you know what? It sure could be a lot worse, though, couldn't it?
Yeah.
it sure could be a lot worse.
All
absolutely.
Right. Let's talk about shifting things to a more positive mindset. What's the best way to do that?
Well, I think the best way to shift your mindset is simple gratitude. And again, as we come into this week of thanks and giving, I mean, what better week than to think about gratitude when we capture our thoughts right from the beginning and we're grateful for every single situation, everything we have. Even if it's a bad situation, maybe we can focus on the lesson we learned from it. You know, something that truly, there's not a whole lot that seems positive about it, but we can learn the lesson from it and be grateful for that. Those things then will expand. Those things will become more a part of our mindset.
Do you have practices, rituals? How do you develop it in habits? What are some easy ways to begin?
Oh my gosh, I love gratitude practices. There are so many that you could choose. I have a gratitude journal, and some people choose to write in their gratitude journal early in the morning. Some do it late at night. So some people say, as I'm waking up in this morning, these are the things that I'm grateful for right out of bed, right? And it kind of sets your mindset for the day. Some people at the end of the day like to focus on what went well throughout the day. But a gratitude journal, I think, is so important. Then when you're having a rough day or a rough week or a rough month, you can look back at that gratitude journal and go, wow, life really is pretty good. Look at all these good things. And okay, now here's the thing too, is I think that so many times when we're trying to practice gratitude, we can get stuck in saying, well, I'm grateful for my health and my family.
Right.
My health and my family. Those are the things I'm grateful for. I would challenge you to go a little bit deeper. Like I have in my gratitude journal, I am grateful for new socks. Like never underestimate the power of a brand new pair of cushy socks.
Right.
Like, but really being grateful for it is, that's what can set your mindset on a positive road.
All right. We're going to have more of these conversations next week on Monday Mindset. We'll begin looking at 7 specific mindsets and how some schools are making that part of their curriculum.
Absolutely. So I'm excited about that conversation. And before we log off, can I just ask you, what are some things you're grateful for this week?
Oh, my goodness.
Like, give me your top 5.
Top
I know,
five
right on
I'm
the spot.
You know, honestly, and this is going to sound canned, but it is not, I am so grateful for the conversations that I get to have on this show. For some reason this week, it's just been very evident to me how fortunate I am to sit in this chair, to look at someone like you, to ask you the questions that I want to know. I go home still thinking about these conversations. I'm so grateful about that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's definitely top of the list. I'm so grateful that I have this wonderful daughter who's in college and is having the time of her life, and it just doesn't have to go that smoothly.
Right.
Tomorrow it might not go smoothly, but today it is, and I'm very grateful for that. And for cell phones that I get to talk to her because she's in New York City.
Yes.
And so the technology that we have, I'm very thankful for my producers. They're going to roll their eyes and laugh at me because they're going to think that's canned, but it's not.
But it's not.
It's been one of the weeks where you look around and you see the support that you have from so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my brother is fighting a big cancer fight right now, and he is still with us, and I'm really grateful for that every day.
Lori,
there's five for you right there.
And those are a perfect example of mindset, particularly when you talk about your brother, that you could be focusing on all the negative, but instead you're saying, I am so glad that he's here with us. I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. Wow.
Wonderful. Well, let's encourage people to come up with their list of 5. Share it with us. Send us an email inthemoment@sdpb.org or tag In the Moment on social media. Tag Melissa Johnson. Find her on social media. And tune in for Monday Mindsets on Mondays for a while. You can find all the conversations on our website at listen.sdpb.org. Melissa, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Thanks so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.